Let's check in with Jamel Haloperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, guys. Hope you're having a great Friday morning. Yes, we made it to Friday. You got to love that. And we're into October, so we have a lot going on. We have Dracula, a comedy of terrors. This is at Roxy's downtown Friday and Saturday. There are different times you can choose from. It's hilarious new comedy. You can have food and drinks. And you know what? October, it's all about Halloween, right? So there are many Halloween events that you can find on our website that'll be happening all month. But again, this is Dracula, a comedy of terrors at Roxy's downtown this weekend. And then we have Credit Union of America Skate Fest. This is going to be so fun from 10 to 2 on Saturday. This is really exciting. Okay, so Visit Wichita is partnering with Big Brothers Big Sisters, U.S. Figure Skating, Credit Union of America, because we want Wichitans to get pumped about ice skating. And so it is a learn to skate for free clinic. And you could bring maybe your child or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your parent, whomever, come down to the Wichita Ice Center from 10 to 2. You need to register, and you can do that at our website. You can be all skill levels. If you've never had ice skates on, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll also get to meet and skate with 2022 Olympian Caitlin Hawaiik. She'll be there talking about skating and showing you some moves. So it's fun. There will be snacks. Remember, it's free. That's Saturday, 10 to 2. And then also, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. And this continues with Fiesta Nomar. This is Saturday from 11 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. Festivities with food, music, art tents, you name it. It'll be at Nomar Plaza near 21st and Broadway. So a lot going on in Wichita this weekend. A lot of fun. Just go to visitwichita.com to find out all the information. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. Stephen did it in the morning here on KNSS, 8:13 on a Friday morning. Wow, a lot going on this weekend, Ted. Peru Thursday celebrated two decades since the creation of a genetically modified breed of guinea pig.
That's what we need.
Oh, well, listen to this.
Okay, tell me.
A rodent whose meat has formed a part of the diet of people in the Andean nation for thousands of years. Apparently, guinea pig is good to eat.
Yeah, give me some guinea pig tacos.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
The genetically modified breed of guinea pig, known locally as cuy, is called Peru. What characterizes the Peru breed is that it grows faster, reaching a weight of 1 kilogram in 56 days, rather than the 160 days needed before. There are more than 25 million guinea pigs in Peru.
Like tribbles.
According to official figures, the rodent is so popular in the South American country that authorities have decreed the second Friday of October as National Guinea Pig Day.
Oh, so I got another week to get ready.
To encourage its consumption, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Get your T-shirt out and all that. Guinea pig.
Well,
it's what's for dinner.
It's protein.
Well,
tastes like chicken.
Tastes like hamster. Guinea pig. Isn't that strange? Other people and other... Well,
that's not strange to them.
No, that's what I mean. It's strange to us.
Strange to us.
And as we're talking about that sort of animal, how about the question of 2-year-old beaver named Nibby?
Oh, yeah.
Nibby can stay with the rescuers. She has known since she was a baby. The dilemma was, could she stay with the rescuers or did she have to be released? Well, they've decided that they're going to keep her in the house.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not going to make Nibby go out and make her way in the real world.
Right. Not until she gets a letter from Choppa at the Riverside tells her how to escape.
The National Beaver Association.
Exactly. The NBA.
The NBA. 6:38 now. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Now, let's go ahead and check the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities, a man who I'm sure has eaten his share of guinea pigs. Right, Tom?
Unfortunately, no.